Back on the On Deck Show from Purdue Stadium, I'm joined by Shorebirds pitching coach Casey Day. Casey, it's been a really good second half of the season, specifically a good month of July throwing the baseball. How have you assessed the way this team has really pitched over the last few weeks or so?
Yeah, it's been fun to watch, obviously. Started later in the week versus Fredericksburg, and then versus Fayetteville, had a good week and just kind of kept it rolling from there. I've been happy with how the guys have been throwing, been punching a lot of people out, which is always fun.
Let's say this team has really been punching out a lot of guys lately, more than 10 in 11 straight games. You had 18 the last game at Fayetteville. How have you seen their stuff evolve throughout the entire season?
Pretty much all guys have been up and stuff, and just like learning to trust that stuff and use that stuff has been really big in the coming weeks. And like, I've been really, really happy with guys' progress in attacking strike zone and doing a good job with all that stuff.
And with that, the strikeouts are up, the walks have seemed to be down as well. So it seems like that's been maybe the greatest area of improvement, that these guys are commanding the zone a little bit better.
Yeah, we've really put an emphasis on it and always have been. And just it's the kind of the progression of low A baseball is it's a lot of younger guys or guys that need to work on stuff. And over the course of the year, as they throw more baseball, they just continuously get better. And guys' processes every single day have been awesome. So it's been fun to see them improve.
It has to be good progress for you guys and the pitchers as well, because we've kind of known it all along. This is a staff that's got a lot of good stuff, a lot of good potential, and now it's starting to seem like a lot of them are tapping into it, and we're starting to see how good they can be.
Yeah, for sure. Really, really talented staff that's done a really, really good job, and it's props to them. Every single guy shows up ready to work and puts in really, really focused work and just gets after it, so it's not surprising to with this group of guys to see the improvement over the course of the season.
No, obviously the highlight of what's been a good run of pitching was the no-hitter a few weeks ago in Fayetteville. So I'll start there. Was that the first ever no-hitter you had been a part of?
Yeah, that was the first no-hitter I've been a part of. That was pretty cool. That was a fun experience for those guys. And yeah, that was an awesome day.
And it felt like the build-up to that was kind of a culmination of really, I think, obviously a tough season to start, but a lot of steady improvement. To see that kind of result in one game and to also come back and win it too also just kind of made it more special of a night for a lot of those guys who were involved.
Yeah, for sure. I think everybody in the dugout was freaking out a little bit. They was like, oh man, we're about to throw a no-hitter and maybe lose this game. But Edwin Amparo hit a bomb, which was awesome to see. And then Davey Cruz closed it down. So yeah, it was a accumulation of a lot of really hard work by all those guys. And it was a fun night.
We're talking with pitching coach Casey Day. I do want to chat about the guy pitching tonight. Yeber Cartaya has maybe had one of the best in-season turnarounds. It was not an easy start for him, but now he's maybe turned himself into one of, if not the best pitcher in the league. So how have you seen Cartaya really turn this thing around and become the pitcher he's become?
Yeah, Cartaya is the man. He's one of the hardest workers we got. I was with him last year and kind of had a similar progression where at the start of the season he struggled a little bit and then just slowly came on. And Cartaya is just super, super talented. And once he kind of sees one go through the net, so you could say it's like a shooter in basketball, like there's no stopping him. Like his confidence is through the roof right now. And yeah, that has been a ton of fun to watch. He has turned a lot of things around, and it's props to him.
Jack Crowder, another guy expected to throw tonight. He was a part of that no-hit effort. He carried the bulk of the load going six innings in that game. And he's obviously an interesting case too. He's a guy that's thrown a lot of strikes. He's gotten hit hard quite a bit at times, and he's really turned it around. So to see him come up in an outing like that, not give up any hits, obviously have maybe one of the best outings of his career. How have you seen him maybe get better or improve some of his pitches over time?
Yeah, Jack ran into a lot of hard luck and a lot of hard contact at the beginning of the year and has done a really, really good job. We've seen a big velocity bump as of late, which certainly helps things to go along with his really unique ability to throw a lot of balls in the strike zone. And seeing the sweeper come along really, really nicely and just like seeing him figure out how to miss bats, which has been fun. It's kind of the progression of the level where it feels like every single guy that's new gets kind of kicked in the mouth, so to say, and then they figure it out and they figure out how to beat the level. And I feel like Jack's doing a good job right now.
And last thing I got for you, we've touched on it a little bit here throughout, but when you see guys get promoted or just get better over the course of the year, how gratifying is it for you obviously to see the guys have success but also get rewarded for it?
Yeah, it's what it's all about. Like obviously go to work with these guys every single day. I love all these guys. You see a guy move up in his career or like get one step closer to the big leagues or just acquire a skill that you know is going to help them in the future, like it means everything, like would do anything for these guys. So whenever you see something like that, like reminds you why you come to work every single day.
Well, Casey, we really appreciate the time. Really good stuff, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you, Mitch.
Pitching coach Casey Day, we're back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.